Joseph is sold by his brothers.
Joseph's brothers had gone to take care of their father's flocks near Shechem. Israel said to Joseph,
As you know, your brothers are taking care of the flocks near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them.
All right.
Go to your brothers. See how they are doing. Also see how the flocks are doing. Then come back and tell me.
So he sent him away from the Hebron Valley. Joseph arrived at Shechem. A man found him wandering around in the fields. He asked Joseph,
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are taking care of their flocks?
They've moved on from here. I heard them say, Let's go to Dothan.
So Joseph went to look for his brothers. He found them near Dothan, but they saw him a long way off. Before he reached them, they made plans to kill him.
Here comes that dreamer. Come, let's kill him. Let's throw him into one of these empty wells. Let's say that a wild animal ate him up. Then we'll see whether his dreams will come true.
Reuben heard them. He tried to save Joseph from them.
Let's not take his life. Let's not spill any blood. Throw him into this empty well here in the desert. But don't harm him yourselves.
Reuben said that to save Joseph from them. He was hoping he could take him back to his father. When Joseph came to his brothers, he was wearing his beautiful robe. They took it away from him, and they threw him into the well. The well was empty. There wasn't any water in it. Then they sat down to eat their meal. As they did, they saw some Ishmaelite traders coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, lotion, and myrrh. They were on their way to take them down to Egypt.